Stocks in the U.S. started the day with a climb after news on Friday that the U.S. economy added 916,000 jobs in March. It's the biggest boost since last summer, but there are still about 8 million fewer jobs than before the pandemic. Let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So among those job gains in March, weekly unemployment claims have also been falling. Do you see this as a sign that the economy is sort of on the road to recovery?
Oh, absolutely. I think that the acceleration in vaccinations and we have improvement in weather, the lifting of local restrictions, it's creating a bit of a surge in hiring for some of the hardest hit sectors like restaurants, bars, and accommodations, but also for other sectors, saw some really good gains in construction, manufacturing, education, healthcare. So I think this will continue. I think that the coming months should see further improvement in the labor market.
What about the unemployment rate, Jill? Because it fell to 6% last month. Do you think that that number paints a true picture of where jobs are in the U.S. right now?
You know, we've always had a hard time with this headline number because the way that we calculate this unemployment rate, it tallies up the number of people who are actively looking for a job and maybe not getting that job. Well, a lot of people are not actively looking. They're on the sidelines. They've taken themselves out of the labor market. In fact, the labor force is 2.2 million smaller than it was a year ago. And so until we get more of those workers back into the labor force, it's hard to see what the real unemployment rate is.
So what advice do you have for job seekers, those that are out sort of waiting this out? If you've been unemployed for a while, what should you think about before getting back out there?
I think that we always start with research because, you know, I'm a wonky weirdo and you got to figure out which sectors are doing well. But I think you also may want to assess some of the strengths that you have you might not realize are really valuable. When I talk to hiring experts and certainly CEOs and even smaller companies, they're saying, we know the technical skills aspect. We know when someone has an educational attainment, but what we're really focusing on are these soft skills. The ability to communicate, to empathize, to work with others, to solve problems. You know, one CEO said to me, I run a software company, but I actually need salespeople. I said, well, why don't you go hire a bartender? Because they seem to have great sales skills and they can relate. So you never know where that skill can take you.
Let me ask you about this figure I saw today. 4 million new businesses have been started since the pandemic began. 4 million seems extraordinary during a pandemic.
Yeah, it's fascinating. It's great news, actually, because entrepreneurialism is certainly alive and well. This is a 40% increase from the prior year. And I think a lot of people are saying, I don't want to be at the whim, at the will of an employer. Maybe I ought to start that new business. Life is short. Let me get going right now.
About 30 seconds, Jill. If you're thinking about starting your own business, what should you consider?
Well, you know what? Don't forget, you have to figure out your health insurance, your life, your disability, your retirement plan options. And of course, you're paying both sides of the payroll tax, the employer and the employee. Factor that all in. Maybe you just want to keep this side hustle on the side while you still have a job. So that's something to really consider as you move forward.
Always great advice. That's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Jill, thank you so much.
Great to be with you.